And the whole concept of the building, the Viking Bar, the Tyrolean Bar, it was Norway, Austria and Scotland,
yeah,
all in one, three hill countries. And it took an enormous trick. But then you see, right from the start, I'd had in mind I was going to have a lot of entertainment. We actually had four nights a week. Friday was the big night I've told you all about. We had 400 people from all over the country, packed. I loved it. It was the night. Saturday we tried to do a sort of dinner dance. It didn't really work terribly well, because the people had been on the Friday night suddenly found they had to dress a bit better. They had to behave themselves differently. You know, it didn't work.
Right, yeah.
We had to, you can't do two completely different things on two different days. Mm. Doesn't seem to work. So that's our, but we found the way out of it in the end. But then we had that was Saturday night. Then we had Sunday night. It was a very popular night, actually. I had one or two friends of mine. In particular, I had two excellent singer guitars. Now, I have an absolute horror of somebody goes around singing, carrying a guitar. Because, I mean, 9 out of 10 have had no vocal training and have no musical ability of any kind, but they think they make enough noise and they can make a fortune. I mean, you know, they're all over the place. You get them on the BBC, you get them everywhere. And, to you know, there are one or two people amongst this lot who are very, very good. One chap, John Dane, a superb singer, full of entertainment. The people loved him, you know. He'd get it just right, he'd sing this song, then he'd sing something more lively and they could do a bit of dance. You know, he got it completely right. And he was playing a 12-string. Now, are you musical? You said you were a bit, yes. Yeah. A 12-string has got a gorgeous tinkle. You know, it's an enormous body.
Yeah.
And a 12-string, if it's well-tuned and well-played, is lovely. And he turned up the first time with a bass player, and it sounded really good. After that, the bass player didn't come back at all. He asked me if I would. I backed him on a bass every time he came after that. And we made quite a few records in the end. He was a very good John Dane. He was loved by everybody on a Sunday night. And the other one was Jim Copeland. He was a sheriff officer. He was a superb guitarist. No capo at all. I hate capos. You know, if you want a capo, you're stuck with a key. That's it. Now, if you want to play something nice, you've got key changes.
Yeah.
Now, you can't do that. You can't stop in the middle and move your capo. You know, it doesn't work. Now, he was an excellent guitarist, a good singer. And we had, what, two or three of them. They were the Sunday nights, and we took them in turn. And then Wednesday we had a folk night. And then, you see, they were all at me. They wanted a disco, and I said, nope, absolutely no. Oh, they wanted, and I said, no pop group, no disco. That is it. They nagged and nagged and nagged and nagged. And after 2 or 3 years, I said, all right, we'll try it. So I had a disco. And that was the beginning of it. All the nasties came. Those fights started. All the wrong people came for all the wrong reasons. And the people who came to enjoy themselves were more or less saying, you know, this isn't good, you know. So we had to close that down, which is a great, great pity. But once you get these sort of creatures, and they get into gangs, and they sort of, one gang's up to fight another one, and you know, they sort of creep in unknown, and the next thing is a mammoth fight, you know. Stopped it. Great pity.